Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. And you are invited to a new online community for job hunters. It's a Brian Lehrer Show Facebook group called Help Wanted. Follow the stories of our five job-seeking bloggers, Naomi, Allison, Mary Lee, Lauren, and Jim. Jim was just on again yesterday. Share your career-building tips with them or just start your own new discussion thread. Go to WNYC.org and click on Brian Lehrer Show for our Help Wanted Facebook community. Well, cabbies, you are calling us. Our lines are already full, and you know we love you, so how could you scam us like this? For those who don't know, details continue to emerge about the great taxicab swindle, almost $8 million apparently in overcharging as cabbies all over the city pushed a little button that they have on their dashes that automatically inflate the fares. The button switches the meter to the so-called suburban fares, which are supposed to kick in if you cross the city line. On average, each of the 1.8 million rides have cost $4 to $5 more as a result. Maybe you saw the New York Post story today on the two men at the heart of this, one cabbie, one passenger. One early morning last August, a guy named Mitchell Lee took his usual cab ride home from his job at the NYU Medical Center. He's an anesthesiologist, I believe. He noticed that his fare home was $7 when it had always been $5. He asked his cabbie, Wasim Chima, to explain the discrepancy. Chima had no answer. Lee reported the violation after paying with a credit card. An investigation began, and here we are, $8 million collectively poorer as taxicab passengers. Turns out Chima was one of the worst scammers. He's believed by himself to have taken almost $40,000 from his passengers in $4 and $5 increments. So, cabbies, how could you do this to us? You want to apologize? You going to do it again? Shiv on the Upper East Side, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Hello, Brian. Good morning.
Thank you for calling.
Well, I'm very happy to call you. I've been driving now for 29 years. And the last 3 days, I have asked my customers at random what they think about the scandal or if they were a victim or they know anyone who was a victim of this scandal. Now, when the TLC is going to publish a report that 35,000 drivers, which represents more than two-thirds of this industry, that the names were being called by the media, I mean, why don't they do their homework and maybe check instead of on a scale of 1 to 10, less than 1, they will find 1% that people that were taken for a scam. I mean, this we're being thrown into the cage with a bunch of, this is real nonsense.
You mean there are just a few cabbies who are doing it and everybody's being painted with the same brush? Is that what you're saying?
I'm curious, as I want to see the data, if they're saying more than 35,000 drivers, now that represents more than two-thirds of this industry.
That's not a few bad apples. That's a systemic problem.
That's not a few bad apples, Brian. That's a lot of bad apples. But if we will do, if they will tell me of every 10 people that they ask out there whether they were scammed, I'll guarantee you less than 0.1 of 1% were scammed. I would like to see the data.
You don't believe the data?
I don't believe the data. I think this whole thing was made up.
Why would they make it up?
Well, Brian, where is the data? Where is the data? We're asking for the data. The New York Times did a headline story on this. Where is the data to show that more than two... Brian, we're talking of a huge industry here.
Mm-hmm.
35,000 drivers scamming people, it's unheard of. This would have been one of the biggest scandals in the history of New York City.
Shiv, thank you very much. Of course, what they say is they were only able to catch it because of the GPS, the new systems, where they can figure out where cabbies were at a certain time when they were charging the in-town or the out-of-town rate. And also the other thing that drivers complained about at the first, which was the institution of credit cards, because when the passenger pays with a credit card, then there's a written record of what was paid for what ride. And then they can figure out with the GPS records, so they say, where that ride was and what fare was charged. Ibrahim in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Thanks so much for calling.
Yeah, hi, Brian. Thanks for taking my call. I really enjoy your show. You have a great show.
Thank you.
And I'm glad I got through, because like the other driver said, first of all, where is the data? Second of all, I know a whole lot of cab drivers who will go an extra mile to help people. You know, you heard stories about people losing valuable properties, and cab drivers go to the extent to make sure these people recover their things. Mm-hmm. I personally have done it. And number two, the way I look at this report, if anything, the truth has not been reported, and that is taxi drivers have been scammed. Go to all the hotels in Midtown Manhattan. All the hotels have been taken over by these black cars who are not supposed to be there, who go there and make deals with these doormen. So as a yellow cab driver, licensed yellow cab driver, before you get a fare, you have to give these people money. They charge up to $10 sometimes to go to Newark, $5 for JFK, $3 to LaGuardia. Where is the TLC on this?
So I hear arguments that we have a whole board full of cabbies, I should say, many of whom want to say the exact same thing that you and Shiv said, which is that you want to see the data, you don't necessarily believe this the way it's being reported. Why would they make it up? What would their motivation be?
Okay. Good question, Brian. Now, the TLC always come out to the public like they really care about the public, you know. They do not consider drivers. For them, the drivers do not even exist. When drivers try to organize a union, they fight against it. When drivers complain about the 50 cents. Now, I'm glad you mentioned that credit card thing. Now, let's say I pick up a passenger, right, and I get to the destination. The fare is $4.90, plus that 50 cents MTA surcharge, which is not my money. It comes up to $5.40.
Right, comes out of the passenger's pocket.
Yeah, it comes out of the passenger's pocket, but it comes off my pocket too, because without that 50 cents, $4, $5.40, right, the driver, the passenger gets $6.
Well,
so now, yeah, now even if it's $5.90, all they do, they give you $6, thinking the 50 cents is for you.
I understand. Well,
it is hurting them. It is hurting the cab drivers. So what I'm saying is, the TLC always portrays itself as fighting for the public, or making sure we're keeping drivers honest and accountable. Mm-hmm. But the TLC itself is not held accountable. Now let me tell you, I went to the JFK. I had a hearing at JFK TLC hearing courts. They do not accept credit cards over there, neither personal checks. But they force cab drivers to accept credit cards. How ironic is that?
You can't pay your own fines with credit cards, or your own fees. Ibrahim, thank you very much. I appreciate your call. One way that we know the cab drivers are definitely getting cheated by the city. This is one of the reasons I say, cabbies, we do love you at the Brian Lehrer Show. When they put in those screens with the ads and the newscast and everything in the back, the fleet owners get that, the drivers don't. I know you have to drive 10 hours just to make $100. It's tough out there, but 35,000 drivers doing this to people? Muhammad in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi.
Hi, Mr. Ryan. Thanks for taking my call. I just like to say that I've been driving a little over 5 years now. And last year when they installed the GPS, and when I saw that you know, you press number 4 and it get double the meter after, you know, the country limit.
Right, the county limit. That zone fare, what's called a fare category number 4. You can set your meter for that if you're leaving the city limits, correct?
It get double the meter. So in history, you know, we all know, you know, all the riders know, TLC know very well, there's some bad apples out there. How come TLC put very easy access to them? And after 2 years, they figured that out. This is totally wrong. TLC has to take the full responsibility for it.
What do you mean easy access? Was it new in recent years that the driver could set the meter? That the driver could set the meter that way?
Right. We didn't have this before. This is a new thing. You just press number 4. Nobody can figure that out, what's going on. Especially the tourists. And they can take, because I don't know, I witnessed a couple of times.
And I'll give you this. It is such a temptation sitting in front of you when you're out there struggling to make ends meet and driving like crazy and taking home $100-$150 at the end of the day, and there it is in front of you, and people don't know the difference. They sit in the back and they watch the television or they talk on their phones, and you can just push that button. What a temptation to put in front of you guys.
Of course it is. Mr. Brian, you probably have to do another segment on this. There's no $100-$150 anymore. Because there's another scam going on between TLC and the handful of the fleet on the
What do you take home in a typical day?
No, listen. The driver has the burden. All the listeners and all residents have to know that driver had the burden to start with $160 to $190. Start with before they're working. And then they have to come up with the money before they start putting the money on the pocket.
Right, for the car, I mean, for the day, crazy. And the gas. I understand. Mohammed, I'm going to leave it there. So maybe there's a technological fix. Maybe if they put this in front of the drivers like that, they can fix it. You can't have a car that automatically changes the meter when you drive into Nassau County, but maybe there could be a sign on the video screens in the back that communicate very clearly to the passengers, okay, if you are driving within New York City, you should be charged fare number one, and there's 2, 3, and 4 under certain different circumstances, and just label it and have it be really big, like what fare category you're being charged in and when you should, and leave just that much on the passengers to figure out for themselves. Asaf in Manhattan, do I hear that you want to apologize?
Yes.
Asaf, how you doing? Turn off your radio,
I'm the one who did once in a while, and I'm accepting, and I do apologize with all my customers in New York City. And it was just a temptation, and no blame to any of the system. And it was just greed, that's all.
Have you ever done it yourself?
I did it. I accept.
Will you ever do it again?
No, no way possible.
Why did you do it?
They made it so simple. It's not that I'm doing any tampering in the meter or anything like that, any violation of law. It's just a button, and you can even put your jacket or something, a little, you can say it's even a Air Force can even touch that button, and it just go to 4. If you take a ride today in cab and ask your driver, can you do it?
How can they fix it to remove the temptation?
I think this news is enough. Everybody knows this thing is broke out already. So I don't think so. Anybody is that much stupid and who will do it? Who will think to do it again?
A lot of people don't pay attention to the news, and then of course there are all the tourists.
No, I'm talking about drivers.
Oh, yeah, but right, drivers. But the temptation would still be there.
It was so easy. You can say if somebody's wallet is on the street and you just pick up. You're not getting into anybody's pocket. It's just on the street.
Were there certain passengers who you would tend to do it to and not to others?
Exactly. Out-of-towners.
Asaf, thank you for your candor. I really appreciate it. And your apology. Apology accepted from Asaf. And to all our cab drivers, keep it honest, but keep working out there. We do love you at the Brian Lehrer Show. Thank you for your calls. Brian Lehrer on WNYC.